19th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Jeff Wilson. It appears that Senate Democrats killed your most recent bill addressing catalytic converter thefts. What are your thoughts?
Catalytic converter theft has plagued Washington state for the past several years. In fact, just a year ago, we were number one in the United States for converter theft. We know it victimizes everybody. There's no target that's off limits, from schools to police to fire to your car at your house to your friends. It's a crime that affects every Washington citizen. I've developed the catalytic converter bill to simply provide a means at which our local police agencies can actually confront those that purchase catalytic converters. My bill simply requires that you need to have a license in order to buy and sell catalytic converters, and you need to display that license where the transaction actually takes place. We all know that a lot of underhand dealings are taking place in our local parking lots, in our shopping centers. Facebook, other social media advertises to come sell the converter, and that transaction takes place all throughout our communities by unlicensed dealers. The bill effectively closes that loophole and requires that you will have a license and the police have the opportunity to confront those that are buying cash sight unseen in the parking lot surrounding all of our communities.
Well, that bill is likely dead. Your measure to help improve small railroads is moving forward.
Washington state moves a lot of products and goods, and of course railroads are very much a prime mover to all of our communities, whether they're large or small. There's over 1,100 miles of short line railroads throughout our state that connect our communities to the freight markets so that we can continue our trade. This bill simply allows an incentive to go for those railroads, Class 2, Class 3, and port and community railroads, to spend money where they would get a sales tax relief to afford the needed upgrades, the upgrades that affect our railroad crossings. And in return, we get a more modern rail system that can handle the freight, delivery, and necessities of the future. Heavier rail cars, longer trains, but they all need to be safe, and they all need to have these upgrades.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.